up, my queens. You are the beautiful. You are the beautiful black queen. You are the beautiful. You are the beautiful black queen. Mother of the earth, the essence of life, the mother of nations, nurturer of great generations. Hi, I am Empress Sharon Eam, bringing the truth of our stolen history. The mothership has landed. She is your modern-day Noah's Ark, bringing knowledge and understanding of your lost past. Get ready for enlightenment with Eyes Can See.
Mother of the universe,
you are
the beautiful.
You're not
what
they say. You are
the beautiful. You're not a female. Start with prayer. So good morning, sons of God and daughters of Zion. Let's start with prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing me with this platform. Thank you for sending your word where it can teach your children who they are and whose they are. That what we've been through, Father, was only a punishment, and that this punishment is time to end. So thank you for teaching us who we are, whose we are, where we're going from here. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you. And I would like to give you Isaiah 61, 1 through 3, which applies to who we are and whose we are. This message is to help wake you up as being the children of Israel. So Isaiah 61, 1 through 3 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons, to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." We must be a watchman on the wall. Keep up with what is going on the political scene and what is affecting this world that we live in. The president, as we look at what's going on the scene in America today, and we look at the leadership of our country, we can see how the president has gone against his military intelligence and sided with the enemy. Hey, y'all, this is very important because it tells you what is going on in the world. It tells you where we are in the world. And if we take scripture, you know, what will happen in these end time age, then we will see that the writing is on the wall. That the president, who has control over what happens with America, he's going against that which has been set in place to keep America safe. Well, America's not being kept safe now, because when he sided against the military intelligence and went along with the enemy, he shut down the border. He shut down the government, for over 30 days. And when he did that, he shut down the border. When he did this, it allowed others to come into our country. Those people whom he was saying that he's against, who he says that he wants to keep out of America. He says he shut down the border, and that allowed the border to be open to all of those who wanted to come in to do harm to America. That was the time to get in. So, really, you know, what is this president actually doing? Ever since he's been in office, he has done things to go against America, not help America. People voted for him because he's supposed to be this millionaire, actually a billionaire, who had all the answers, a businessman. But as we find out, his business ethics were not up to par. He always dealt with things underhandedly. So he wasn't above board. He wasn't a man of integrity. So we're dealing with how he deals with business underhandedly, without integrity. So we're getting just what people put in place. They put in place for this man to rule America the way he is ruling. And he is allowing this end time age to come in right on time to bring down America. It is so sad to watch America as she falls from her high perch in the earth to such a lowly place in the earth. So we are now experiencing a paradigm shift, which is here to restore our wealth, our power, and authority in the earth through the kingdom of righteousness under King Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah reign. We are the next nation to rise as the kingdom of God along with the church. So come on and follow me and let's see how this happened. And then let's talk about Chicago for a minute. It has been so cold. Oh, blur. It's a deep freezer. It was a deep freezer outside. That lets you know just what the time the word has said about the times that we are living in. How we won't know the seasons. Coming this weekend, it's going to be springtime, y'all. For a few days after week, we're going to experience springtime temperatures. You better know where we are in time. Be that watchman on the wall. And let's speak of February. We started a new month today. This is the first day of African American history. And we will end this month going into our change with preparation to go into our change. Springtime is magical time. I keep telling everybody that. Springtime is magical time. So our story is ever evolving. More understanding is given. God keeps giving me more understanding of what has happened to us and why. He keeps making this clearer. Just like just like the scripture says, we look partly through a mirror. We can only see bits and pieces of what it is. We can't see the whole picture because God don't give us the whole picture, but he gives us bits and pieces. And then looking at these bits and pieces and trying to put it together like a puzzle, then things become clear to you as to what is happening and why are things happening the way that they are happening and who are the major players? Who are the major players in, you know, what is going on? We need to know these things, you all. So as I keep telling you, be that watchman on the wall. Because I want to talk about Issachar. Now, Issachar is one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Issachar are the Afro-Mexicans that live in Mexico. So we're going to touch on them. And the reason why I want to talk about Issachar, because coming out of this, we need to formulate a plan on how we coming out of this punishment now. God gave us the Bible. And in giving us the Bible, and if we follow the rules of the road concerning the Bible, then we'll get to where we need to be as a people. Now, he's given us instruction through scripture. He says in Revelation 18:4, come out of her. Don't be partakers of her sin. We don't want to get caught up with what's going on with the world today. What's going on with America? Hey, y'all, we're under a 400-year punishment. With that being said, we've already had ours. Now, why do we want to continue to be punished? We should not want to continue to be punished. We should want to come out of her, just like the Word of God says. The Word of God says that we are being birthed into a nation at a moment's notice. Now, why are all of these things important? Because we're living in the end times of Gentile rule. This generation that is ruled by Satan and his kingdom. Look around and you can see this is not godly rule we live in. This is evil, wicked, cruel rule, rulership. It's coming to an end. It's just like the days of the dinosaur. This, like I said, is a paradigm shift. It's time for one thing to end and a new thing to begin. So it's time to bow out gracefully, black folks. It's time to exit to the right. We at the end of a thing. So picture this. I want y'all to picture this for me. How is this going to look? Everybody always saying, black folks need to go back to Africa. Go back to Africa. They always told us to go back to Africa, right? Well, how is this picture going to look? Because black folks going to leave all the places God scattered us. Africans of the diaspora. This is what's coming up for us. We are going to leave all the places Daddy God scattered us. And we're going into the wilderness of nations. The reason I say this is because America and the world will look so different without us being a part. They always say, go back to where you came from. Go back to Africa. Go back to this. Go back to that. Okay, well, when it happens, what they going to do without us? The world going to look so different, y'all, because we're going to a place of protection. We're going to the wilderness of nations, which is a place of Goshen, a secret place, a place of hiding for us. Read Revelations 12, y'all. It tells that story about where we're going and what's about to happen to us. Yes, it is a time of judgment. We've come to a time to the end of this thing where we have to go to a place of judgment. Judgment starts with God's family first. We are his children. We are the ones who have suffered the punishment of what he said his children would go through because we broke his commandments. So we're coming out of a thing, y'all. And we're going to be judged just like the world is going to be judged. But the judgment is going to be different. We're not going to be judged according to how people say we're going to be judged. God going to want to know one thing. Do you accept him and his son Jesus? If you accept him and his son Jesus, we ain't got a problem. And Jesus' name is Yahshua. He's the first fruit from among us. So all of this he sent his way of redemption through Jesus, whether you agree with it or not. His redemption is through his son. He already set up a way for us to come to him, for us to take part in the new kingdom that is arising in the earth, that's coming through us, his children. Because when we were under this 400 years of punishment, let me tell you what all that meant. First of all, it's a mark upon us to say that we are only fallen. We are royalty who have fallen. So once we realize that this mark that is on us It's on us for a reason. You're royalty. Nobody has this mark upon them but us. You know, God told me to tell you all to wear your hair and your skin as a badge of honor. Nobody got what we got. Ain't nobody got this skin and this hair like us with this pineal gland that we'll light up. That's the significant thing about us. That is the most important thing about us. We don't know these things about ourselves. You should be glad that you came through the 400-year struggle, that 400-year punishment. You should be glad because it's a sign of royalty. It's a sign of who you are. And you will not end up like that for all your whole life. As soon as springtime comes, the whole world gonna find out what that mark means upon your skin. The whole world will know that we are God's children, set aside. We are called out, set aside. We are not like other people. We suffered the punishments of Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68 because we are Daddy God's children and because our ancestors failed. Daddy God said, yeah, he was going to punish us. Yeah, he was going to whoop that butt. Because if he didn't whoop us, he would have destroyed us. I'd rather have taken the whipping rather than being destroyed. So praise God, he set a way for us to come through and for us to have redemption. May not be how you wanted it, but that is the way he sent through his son. So if we don't accept that, oh well, I don't know what to tell you. It's going down God's way. Ain't going down man's way. It's going down God's way. He left that Bible as a guidebook. So many of you have said, man rewrote the Bible. No, man only confused knowledge of the Bible. They changed the people, which I told you in Psalms 83, where it states how the people, the nations that were around us, how they got together and erased our name, Israel. Jacob, your name is Israel. They got together and erased our name from the land. And then the Gentiles went as far as to try to blow the country, the part of the land where we came from, the Middle East. They renamed it and they tried to blow it up, separate it from the continent of Africa. No, you can't do that because it's still attached to the continent of Africa. They went to great lengths to separate us from our name and the place we came from. And even the language we spoke. We spoke Hebrew. We wrote, spoke, and talked Hebrew. Hebrew was our mother tongue, our national language. But they took all of that away from us. Why did they go to such great lengths to disguise the country we came from? To take our language from us? To take our whole identity away from us. Why was this so important that you had to erase all of our identity away from us? People, wake up and understand. It was for a reason. In 1 Maccabees 4, is it 3? And Lord, where is that scripture in Maccabees? In my book, Trees of Righteousness. We need to get this book because I have all the scriptures in there that tell you how all this went down, how they used the scriptures against us. They used the very scriptures that was meant to save us. They used the book of the law, God's word, against us to confuse us and to keep us in this place of stupor, where we don't know. The word of God is true. It leads you to the truth of God, to understanding. The word of God is real. So we must know it's something special about that Bible. It's something special about the Word of God. Why was it so important to separate us from our identity? What was all this about? And then the world will have you to think, oh, you just some Canaanites. You ham seed. Just accept your portion in life. Well, I can't accept that because that's not my portion. Don't tell me that I'm ham's seed when the Word of God tells me I'm Shem. When the punishment of God's children, of how God said he was going to punish his own, how it fell under Shem. That didn't fall under Ham. I can't accept the world telling me I'm Ham. The Word of God proves who we are. God left his word in the earth so that people will know who we are, where we came from, why this all happened to us. This was family business between us and our daddy. Family business. So, being family business, other people jumped in and thought they was going to whoop our butts too. Because we failed. Because we went against Daddy God's word and we had to go through a punishment. Okay, going through the punishment of 400 years is one thing. But being disciplined, being punished, being abused, having atrocities and afflictions put on you by a people who is flesh and blood just like you, they ain't no better than you. So how do they formulate in their brains, in their minds, to whoop us, beat us down, send us through afflictions and atrocities? They have to be judged too. These same people who did this to us have to be judged. They ain't getting away with nothing. God says that what you do to others will come back to you. You can't keep treating people wrong. How you gonna treat people wrong and then think that it's okay? It's not okay. This is about treating people how you want to be treated. At the end of the day, what's your heart all about? Do you love people? Or are you about misusing, abusing, bullying people? Are you a bully? Or do you operate out of a heart of love? That's what this is all about. The Gentile people who are operating under Satan's influence, because when he failed, when God kicked him out of heaven, when he wanted to, you know, puff himself up before God and say he bigger than God, better than God, he gonna sit in the mountains of the north and be God. What? Okay, God created all of us. He created Satan too. But Satan and his man, because we have a choice of what we will choose. If we will choose to serve God, or we gonna choose to serve ourselves, or serve Satan. You got a choice in this thing. So when Satan decided to puff himself up against God, God said, okay, I'm going to let you have your time in the earth. At the end of this thing, you're going to be allowed to get everybody who don't love me, who don't accept my son, and who don't accept my children. I'm going to allow you to pull as many as you can. He said, but consider my servant Job. Read Job 1, and read the chapter of Job 2. It tells you about Satan and his conversation with God. how God asked Satan, where you coming from? Satan told him, I'm going to and fro through the earth seeking whom I can devour. God said, have you considered my servant Job? You know the reason why God asked Satan, did he consider his servant Job? Because he knew Job's heart. He knew Job had a heart and a mindset that he would not turn against God. He knew what type of servant Job was. So in knowing that, God wanted to brag on Job. He said, I don't care what you do to Job. He ain't turning his back on me. He'll never say a word against my name. He will never say anything against me. So, knowing that his children had to go through punishment, God always make a way out of no way. God always designed a thing where it works out for our good. Don't he say he causes all things to work out for our good, to work together for our good. So let me show you how he did this thing. He said he was going to send us through the same heart and mindset as Job. Let's understand what Job's story is all about. Job was a righteous man, right? Job did nothing to nobody. Job always went before the Lord and sacrificed because Job always wanted to be in good standing with God. Job said, if we sin in our mind and our thoughts, in word and thought and in action, Job said, I got to sacrifice for that. I'm going to keep myself covered and keep my children covered to make sure we are right standing with God. That's what Job was all about. Job just didn't like sin. Job just knew that he couldn't stop his children from sinning. He couldn't stop his children from living the lifestyle that they were living, but he was going to make sure he covered them. He covered them with sacrificial praises and offerings. So check this out. As I said, Job was a righteous man. He did nothing to no one. And then his three friends come around him when he got afflicted. When God allowed Satan to put these atrocities on him, these afflictions on him. Then God allowed Satan to do this so that he could brag on his children also to bring them through this punishment. Because we did nothing to no one. We didn't go commit war with nobody. We didn't go and do harm to anyone. They came, these Gentiles came and got us from our land. That's why we are righteous, y'all. Look and see what the word of God says. Check this, y'all. The word of God says the kingdom is going to the righteous. The righteous means us. Not that we have not sinned. It ain't got nothing to do with sin. Ain't got nothing to do with none of that. What it's got to do with is your righteousness. Did you go do something to somebody for them to come and do this to you? Did you come and make trouble with somebody? Did you go and steal something from somebody or harm someone in some way for them to come to our land and bring us and kidnap us and bring us into the countries that we find ourselves in today? And for people to put their darn mouth on us to say what type of people we are. We lazy. We shiftless. We ain't this. We ain't that. Well, we so lazy. We so shiftless. Why we built this country? Why we built this country with blood, sweat, and tears? And we so shiftless and we so lazy. Why? Why is there not any background information on us? Why isn't our history there for us? Why do we only find ourselves coming from the continent of Africa and nothing else? Why we don't find out that we build kingdoms? Why we don't find out that we are kings? Every time we see ourselves, you know, in pictures, we find ourselves in a position of royalty. Come on now, y'all. They painted the picture where we are, you know, a devastated people, where we are a people, you know, that are they try to say we're lazy, we're shiftless, we're nothing. We are people who will come and hurt you. You know, we rob, we steal, we kill. We are not those people. We are royal people. A mark is upon us. That mark, the curses of Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68. Just like Job's three friends that came to see him in his illness. They wanted to say, well, Job, you must have sinned. Well, Job, you had to sin because God don't punish people who don't sin. You did something. You did something to cause this to happen to you and your family. Well, Job did nothing. This was something between God and the devil. God wanted to brag on Job and say, consider my servant Job. Consider his righteousness. Consider. Bet you if you take him through, he won't speak against me. He won't put his mouth against me. Even his wife got crazy and said, why don't you curse your God and die? Devil is a liar. That's what Job must have said. And turned around and said, the devil is under my feet. Because God is for me. If God be for me, who could be against me? So what? I got to go through this. Job said, what? We going to accept the good and not the bad too? Oh, you got to accept both. Come on. You can't just get good from God and don't think no bad gonna happen. You know what? Because we got an enemy in this earth. And the enemy has confused knowledge. It's not that the white man came in and changed the word of God. What he did was confuse the knowledge about how all this was taught to us. He did not have the knowledge to give to people. Remember, we fail. We are the original lawgivers. We fail. When we fail, then this word was passed on to them. They came and took what Daddy God gave us and gave it to the world the way they gave it to them. They gave it to the world with their understanding, not the understanding that God has. They gave it in their understanding because remember, this is Satan's evil, cruel kingdom. So, he took our way of life. I want you to know your name was Jacob. It was changed to Israel. Those Jews over there, check this out now. Y'all look at this thing very, very clearly. Now, those Jews, modern day Jews, they call themselves Jews, right? Well, the Israelites are 12 tribes. Jews are only one tribe of the 12 tribes. So how can them being Jews say they a whole nation of people where there are 12 tribes, but they only talk about one, which is the Jews? Come on now, y'all. If you want to know who the Jews are, we the Jews in America. We are the Jews. We were the last to go into captivity. We were taken into captivity when in the 1600s, starting with that date, 1619, even though slavery started before then, the only date that counts toward our captivity is the 1619 date. We need to understand that springtime is the end of our captivity. Picture this, everybody. The end of our captivity means this. No more spiritual chains on our hands. No more spiritual chains on our feet. That yoke that was on our neck, that spiritual yoke, broken, destroyed. God let me hear a breaking noise in the spirit. I'm telling you now. Springtime, Be prepared to hear that breaking noise. You're going to hear them chains fall off of you, babe. Bet that. You going to hear them chains fall up off of you, and you're going to hear that yoke destroyed up off your neck. You're going to hear it. And you know what? The world going to know it happened. They going to know. They going to know what has happened. So how's that picture going to look, y'all? We spiritually free, as well as being free naturally. How is that going to look? And I hope y'all not talking about some kumbaya. Y'all finna see. Okay, y'all just what? Gonna take the higher ground? Let me tell you something about taking the higher ground. Y'all need to read Judges 5. Judges 5 tells that story, y'all. Judges 5. Tell y'all about Deborah, whom God has used in the earth. And the way he used Deborah was to sing a song to rally the people. Sing a song and let them know, time to get up. It's time to fight. War is coming to the city gates, y'all. War coming. You got to get up and fight. You can't always take the high road. See, let me tell you something. God left us some weapons. Weapons of mass destruction. Want to know what that weapon is? The Bible. It is a sword in your mouth. Because it's a river of living water that flow through your belly. It come up out of your mouth like a sword. So, we have the same weapon as Jesus do. We in his image. He the first fruit from among us, y'all. Look like us in hair and skin. He look like us. We have the same weapons. We are in his image. We warriors. Every one of you that has sat in that church and learned God's word, even if you didn't learn God's word, you learned it at home. You a warrior, because that word is a weapon of mass destruction. One puts 1,000 to flight. One by yourself with the word of God puts 1,000 enemies to flight. Two puts 10,000. Now imagine all of us together, and we just slaying demons with the word of God. Because we singing the word, y'all. We binding up them demons and put them under our feet. We binding up them demons, put them under our feet. We binding up them demons, put them under our feet. They under our feet, they under our feet. They under our feet. Yes, them demons are under our feet, and we're going to be singing. We're going to be swaying with the word of God while we're slaying them demons. It's going to be just that simple. Just like Jericho, God told the tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes, to walk around that wall. He gave them certain instructions on how to walk around that wall, what to do, what to say. Ha! Same thing here, y'all. We're going through the streets singing and praising Daddy God with the word of God. And that's how we're going to defeat this defeated demonic foe that we are up against in this end time age. So you got to know that you are a righteous kingdom, because you did nothing to no one. And they came and stole us and brought us into this land. That's why you are righteous. Ain't got nothing to do with no sin, y'all. Get that straight. This ain't got nothing to do with no doggone sin. It got something to do with, we never did nothing to no one for them to come do this to us. Do you understand that? It's just like you raising your children. And you send your child outside to play. Then here come this doggone bully. Gonna hit your child. And then gonna try to beat your child up. Well, first of all, who's right and who's wrong? Is your child right? Because your child is out there playing and haven't done nothing to nobody. But here come this bully. Is your child right to hit this child back? You know, when this child done bullied him? Come on now. You're supposed to protect yourself. That is the first law of nature. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. You better use that word. That word is what we got to protect ourselves. We are the next kingdom to rise in the nation. We are the new kingdom. The kingdom of righteousness, y'all. Righteousness. There go that word again. You righteous because you did nothing to no one. They came and got us. So I want you to understand that. I want you to know why you're righteous. I want you to know why we are going back to our land. We're going to the wilderness of nations. We are going to a place of protection, a place of Goshen. That's what's going to happen with us next. And you need to know this, people. You need to know. Then you want to know who Satan's kingdom is. Let me give y'all their characteristics. They snakes, y'all. They snakes. Just like Daddy God was back in, just like it was back in the Garden of Eden. You know how Satan was there tricking Eve, acting like he a darn snake? Well, come on, y'all. That's what his children are. Just what he presented himself to be to Eve, a snake. So his children carry these same characteristics. We deal with them on a daily. We have to bind and loose these demonic snakes. You know about a snake. You can't make friends with no snake. A snake will tell you, why you make friends with me? You knew I was a snake. I would turn around and bite you. Come on, y'all. So we need to know who we're dealing with in this end time kingdom we're living in. This thing is wrapping up fast, y'all. And these snakes, some of them in y'all families. We got snakes in our families. All of our families don't want what's good for us. But then, see, that's Daddy God separating the wheat from the tare. He gonna separate us. Even though you may be black, and even though you may came through the struggle, this 400 years is a part of the bread that you ate too. Oh, but it depends on your heart still. It depends on your heart. How you come through? Did you come through being hateful, mean, and cruel to your family members? Did you come in being hateful, mean, and cruel to people in the world? We ain't got to be like that. God brought us through with the heart and mindset of Job. So you got a choice in this thing. You got a choice to either love or to hate. You got a choice, just like the people of the world got a choice to love or to hate. That's what this boils down to. This ain't hard. It's a trick of the enemy to get your eyes off of what's really happening. Do you know, before Satan came and pulled this trick, this disguise that we are living in on everyone, that the melanated kingdoms ruled the earth? If you look at all of our ancient history, you see any white folks on them doggone walls? Only white kingdom that you see is Esau and Rome. Them the only two you see. And Rome was basically mixed because it started off a black kingdom. And then when the white people started rising, the Caucasian people started rising into power, they came up through this system. But all this was black first, y'all. Melanated. We're melanated people. This was run by the melanated people, the kingdoms of the earth. That's what's all coming up out the ground. You need to know these things. We need to know these things. It's going to be okay for us, y'all. Come springtime. Springtime is magical time. Springtime is when the phenomenal happens to us. I told you, with this melanated skin and this pineal gland, do a history, do a search. I want y'all to research what I am saying. Research this pineal gland. Look and see how the pineal gland is made within our bodies. Know that pineal gland is an actual eye. It is an eye, y'all. It is an eye in the middle of our brains. And when we were young and played out in all that hot, hot sun, we didn't care. We ain't fall out in that hot sun or nothing. Our skin was absorbing the sun. It was absorbing it for such a time that is coming upon us. It was absorbing it so that God could separate us from those who call themselves Jews and are not. And are not. That's Revelations 2 and 9, Revelations 3 and 9. God will separate us from those who call themselves us and are not. Yep, a new beginning is what is going on for us. Man, we are some special people, y'all. And we just need to know who we are. We are special people. And about Issachar, Issachar knows who, is one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Issachar are the Afro-Mexicans that are hidden in Mexico. Do y'all know that these Afro-Mexicans have to prove themselves to the government officials of Mexico? God had these people hidden where a lot of people don't even know they exist there. So now they are coming about, you know, they're coming out and they want recognition. They want people to know they exist. Now, check this. God is raising people up all throughout the earth where he scattered us, where we have no clue black people are. And now these people are saying they want to be recognized as a people group. They have to recite their national anthem. They have to tell who is the president of their state, you know, of their country. They have to give information. You know, when, like, some of these people, some of the women, they deported because they didn't believe that these black women were actual citizens of their country. This is crazy, y'all. This is so crazy. But this is Issachar. Issachar were the Olmec Indians. They were the Aztec and all the other Indians that came along, you know, during that time. They're the ones who created the calendar, the time clock. They're the ones who had that calendar that took us to the end of time. We're at the end of that thing. That they came up with, the clock that they came up with, we're at the end of that thing. And now we're about to go into something new. That clock symbolized Gentile rule and how much time Gentile rule had left. We've run out of time, y'all. Time's up. Time's up, y'all. It's up. It's time to go. Can't stay here no more. Get your hat, get your coat. Time to go. Black people finna leave all the nations of the world where God scattered them. We about to leave, y'all. We about to leave this world empty. We going to a place of hiding. This God's world. He can hide us wherever he want and protect us. That's what's about to happen to us. We about to go to that place, that special place in the earth. To be protected so God can love on us and he can heal us and he can get us together, y'all. We go into a place of learning. He says that he's going to teach us who we are, what happened to us. He's really going to teach us his word. Then he's going to give us a song that only we know that we will sing to him. Watch out with what's coming to the world, y'all. Things are about to come. Issachar knows, and in the scripture of Deborah in Judges 5, where it states that Issachar, Deborah, and Barak are together. These are the leaders, y'all, the leaders that God is raising up to bring us up out of this situation. He's opening up our third eye to give us the knowledge and understanding that we don't have, that we died to. We died spiritually, y'all. It's time for our resurrection. You gonna see. The way to manifest is just like the hieroglyphics on the wall. The ancient, our ancestors are trying to tell us something, y'all. We got to use them same hieroglyphics. You know, the same way that they put the hieroglyphics on the wall, the words and the pictures. That's how we manifest in today's time. We get us pictures of what we want or what we want our life to look like. And then we print our words of what we're saying that these pictures represent in our lives. We put them everywhere we look. On our mirrors, in our cars, on our refrigerators, on our bathroom mirrors, on our walls in our bedrooms. And we thank God for these things materializing. We are people who manifest. All we have to do is get it in our mind's eye, see it in our mind's eye. When we see it, we can achieve it. We know we can have it. All we have to do is see it, get that picture of it. And we manifest it. We thank God for it. That's how we come out, y'all. Know that the wealth is coming back to us. The wealth is ours. It's coming back into our hands. When we fail, we left a vacancy in the land. All of our things were stolen from us. And just know, all of our treasures are coming back to us. So I'm going to leave you guys with this week, so that you all can research some of the things that I've said, so you can know that, we're going someplace, that things are phenomenal that are about to happen for us. This is not the end of us, y'all, to stay in captivity. This was a punishment. We're only walking out a Bible story where the end was told at the beginning. So look forward to our change, because your wealth that your ancestors left in the land is coming back to you. Call it out. Speak to your wealth. Tell your wealth to come back into your hands, because it belongs to you. And can't nobody keep what Daddy God has promised to you. He promised that to you. So just know who we are and whose we are. And remember, every fourth Friday of the month, I will do Mothership Rising Poetry Night event at the Swift Mansion at 4500 North Michigan, I'm sorry, 4500 South Michigan Street. So it will be between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. So come and join us for Poetry Night at the Swift Mansion every fourth Friday of the month. And join us next week again for Eyes Can See. So I leave you with that message, and everyone have a blessed day. And just know we have the phenomenal waiting for us. Goodbye for now. Get up.